VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Kenya's government continues to respond to an attack on hotel and office complex in Nairobi, which resulted in more than a dozen deaths and many injuries. VOA's Mohamed Youssef has details.
Somalia-based militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed the responsibility of the attack. George Musumali is director of the Center for Risk Management in Africa.
If you look at the way this attack has been carried out, it has the hallmarks of a terror attack. And remember, this is not the first time we've witnessed this kind of method being used. And we are aware that several attacks of a similar nature have been thwarted by the security agencies based on intelligence that had been received.
The attack came a day after Kenyan court charged three men for alleged aiding the Westgate Mall attack in 2013 that claimed the lives of 67 people and injured 150. Al-Shabaab has been involved in numerous terrorist attacks in Kenya this decade, including the Westgate Mall assault. Mohamed Youssef for VOA News, Nairobi.
Tuesday was the first round of confirmation hearings for William Barr. That is President Donald Trump's pick for attorney general. He pledged to shield the special counsel Russia probe from political pressures and took issue with Mr. Trump's labeling the investigation of his inner circle contacts with Moscow as a witch hunt.
I believe the Russians interfered or attempted to interfere with the election, and I think we have to get to the bottom of it.
Barr said the special counsel could only be terminated for good cause. Russia and the United States said Tuesday that there was no progress in talks over Washington's intention to withdraw from a 1987 nuclear arms treaty because it says Moscow is violating the terms. The three-decade-old intermediate-range nuclear forces treaty bans production, testing, and deployment of land-based cruise and ballistic missiles with far ranges. President Trump has said that the U.S. would abandon the pact on February 4th or 2nd because of Russian violations. This is VOA News. British lawmakers defeated Theresa May's Brexit divorce deal by a crushing margin on Tuesday. This triggered a new confidence vote and yet more political upheaval that could lead to a disorderly divorce or even a reversal of the 2016 decision to leave. We get more from Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda.
The result of tonight's vote is the greatest defeat for a government since the 1920s in this House.
The deal the Prime Minister has been pushing for months lost with 202 votes versus 432, rejected by both hardliners and pro-EU lawmakers. It means the political and economic turmoil for Britain isn't going away. A crisis that May has repeatedly warned could eventually threaten the UK itself, emboldening secessionist movements in Northern Ireland and Scotland.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda. U.S. President Trump contended Tuesday that a new migrant caravan leaving Honduras justifies his demand for a wall at the U.S.-Mexico border to keep them from surging into the United States. Meanwhile, the state, or stalemate, over funding the border wall continues, and government remains partially shut down. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham admits his effort to force negotiations to end the standoff is a long shot.
There's no way to get a deal without the president talking to Democrats and Republicans. Nobody's going to talk seriously with each other as long as the government's shut down, I think. But if you had a small opportunity a couple of weeks, that's the best chance for a breakthrough. I can't guarantee an outcome if you give us 3 weeks, but I pretty well can guarantee you we're going nowhere quick doing what we're doing.
About 800,000 federal workers have been furloughed or ordered to work without pay during an impasse that has curtailed government services such as airport security monitoring and closed some museums and parks. China's foreign ministry Tuesday said it was strongly dissatisfied after Canadian's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau accused China of arbitrarily sentencing a Canadian to death for drug smuggling. And the United States and North Korea plan to hold high-level talks in Washington as soon as this week.
The main topic? Probably the details of a second summit between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. And while it doesn't appear set in stone yet, the possible meeting does follow a recent pattern of interaction between the two sides, as Reuters' Josh Smith explains from Seoul.
There are increasing signs that U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un do want to meet in the near future. A high-level meeting between officials on both sides would indicate that both sides are trying to make more progress.
That's Reuters' Ed Giles reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my mind. voice of America.
Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your door, so stay close and don't go away. Today we bring you reggae music from Africa. That's the way we do it on the African Beat, so stay close as we crisscross the continent looking for the reggae guys. But right now, let's make our first stop today, Cote d'Ivoire, with Tiken Jafakoli in the special heat, African Revolution, looking at the education of our children. And right after that, Still Libiano by Chebs Jiram of Libya, and then Tumefika by Half Caste of Tanzania. But let's start off today with this beautiful reggae piece, and that is the African Revolution by Tiken Jafakoli of Cote d'Ivoire.
Why are we got together?
must be fluffy It's not like guitar وحلى اليوم القصار شي تنجي بولي ونخرج لي في قلبي شي تنتجي غمتي وننسى أنا همي عم اليوم قلبي ما جيت نجرب صوتي ستيلي اليوم نبريبي راقا ريدي أوي هدية بس درستا ما فيهاش البيستون جد ما انتي راميو وكريمو بلا ما نسوس كي سمعوا غناية مكرو وفيا زادوا هدرو بينسير والو ما فهمو جدالو لي حزدو حد انتي يا لومتي جات لعندي تبكي عيبة لك تجبني واليوم بكلامك يستي في طريق الصح لقتني عكلامي اليوم لمتني برمايك اليوم حسبتني برنادة وليت بلانتي هذا يسموه زرام صعيب عليك دومانو في الريقي ولا راب ستيل ليبيانو
تسمع تبقى ساكتة يا ولدي مش شكتي عقلك يفلان ساكتة لكن تباني ناح في نص طريق تتعكر وطير فهد زمان وصحاب اليوم تتمكر انا يا دورت وشفتها الدنيا هادي عفتها خليتها ليك انت سيبون صيد حلبتها من خيري بكريش بعد كيف الديب اتمكرتها بالدنيا مهما درت غير العيب يتجبتها معليش اليوم ما تلومني ياكي تسمع تبقى ساكتة يا ولدي مش شكتي عقلك يفلان ساكتة لك انت بعني ناح في نص طريق تتعكر تحير فهد زمان لصحاب اليوم تتمكر انا يا دورت وشفتها والدنيا هادي عفتها خليتها ليك انت سيبون صيد حلبتها من خيري بكريش بعد كيف الديب اتمكرتها بالدنيا مهما درت غير العيب يدج بدها هتوسى غيبتي غابك Lève les mains, il bouge, chante reggae. Tout s'est répété avec moi. Lève les mains, il bouge, chante reggae.
Tumefika by Half Caste of Tanzania, and right before that was Till Libiano by Cheb Jiram of Libya, and African Revolution by Tikenja Fakoli of Cote d'Ivoire. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vande, bringing you reggae music from Africa on the African Beat today. So stay tuned, I'll be right back.
My name is Kate Ona. As you see me so, I do feel this program, African Beat, on the Voice of America, with my brother, David Vanti. Make you not turn your radio set off, because African Beat will bring out a beat way there for your body. Now me, Kate Ona, way there for Kano State, Ogbonge Country, Nigeria, now me talk and so. Bye.
Welcome back. The African Spirit. This one is done by Shabaka, Freddie Cole of Sierra Leone. And right after that, Kelemansa by Baye Saye of Senegal. And Make Love by Kwame Bediako of Ghana. But the African Spirit right now, beautiful music by Shabaka of Sierra Leone.
This is to the African child who lives in the ghetto. This is to the African child who lives in the village. If the government don't care, never lose your heart. If the world don't care, you never should have any doubt. 'Cause any obstacles you face,
you can conquer.
Any tribulation you face, Malcolm has done it, Martin Luther has done it, Mandela has done it. It's an African spirit. Anytime you think you're feeling down, just take some time and start to look around. You'll see that Garvey has done it, Harriet Tubman has done it, Nkrumah has done it. It's an African spirit. Mami Yoku has done it, Nnamdi Azikwe has done it, Bai Bure has done it. It's an African spirit.
Come make me one day.
There's an African
Yeah, how can I?
Wait, the truth was so sick.
ni kuma na yin se mu Nigeria.
My boy Cedrico and I want to send this way.
I can and number
for
you.
My love for madness. Wrong fool with the right
I can and number I.
Wrong comes feel fatigue.
Make Love by Kwame Bediako of Ghana, and before that, Kelemansa by Baye Saye of Senegal, and African Spirit by Shabaka of Sierra Leone. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. Today we bring you reggae music from across the continent. Stay tuned, I'll be back, and more music coming your way.
The African Beat, with music of Africa. From the Voice of America, we love it.
You love it, we love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message.
African Beat
is the best. It's number one.
We love it.
And now let's get on with some music. The African Queen, originally done by the Nigerian-born superstar Two-Face Idibia. But I tell you something, this is a redo of that particular hit song by Sadiki. And Sadiki was born Henry Buckley, formerly known as Pancho Crystal, in Jamaica in 1971. He decided to hit out on this African Queen, and I'll play it right for you. And right after that, Trust Me by Benjamin of the Gambia. But right now, the African Queen, originally done by Two-Face Idibia of Nigeria, and this version of it is done by Sadiki, born Henry Buckley of Jamaica.
Hey, ooh, you are my African queen. Hey,
Sadiki.
Just like the sun, light up the earth, you light up my life. The only one I ever see who smiles so bright. Supernatural being. Ooh, you are better than the moon, brighter than the stars. I love you just the way you are. And you are my African queen, the girl of my dreams. You take me where I've ever been, yeah. You make my heart go sing-a-ling-a-ling. You are my African queen, the girl of my dreams. Can you remind me of a thing? That is the African beauty, yeah. Hey, queen, yeah. I love you. Out of a million, you stand out tall, the outstanding one, yeah. I look into your eyes, girl, what I see. This fact I cannot erase. Ooh, you are the one that makes me smile, make me float like a boat up on the Nile. Girl, you are my African queen, the girl of my dreams. You take me where I've never been, yeah. You make my heart go ting-a-ling-a-ling. And you are my African queen,
Trust Me by Benjamin of the Gambia, and right before that, African Queen by Henry Buckley. This is the remix version, and the original is by Two-Face DBR of Nigeria. This is your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America, coming to you Mondays through Fridays, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington. I'll be right back. Don't go away. More music coming to you. And remember, it's reggae music on The African Beat today from our African stars.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
The African beat continues on the Voice of America. This time, Lucky Dube, Gun But Not Forgotten, Slave. It's an old tune, but it's beautiful. It's sweet. I love it. Lucky Dube of South Africa. And right after that, sweet reggae music done for us by Thriga, born in Benin City, the old Benin City in Nigeria, and he features African China, also of Nigeria. This is some hot tune. I love it, so stay tuned. And right after that, African soul reggae music. This is another beautiful tune. African soul reggae music by Ahmed Sultan of Morocco, featuring Fafadi and Amajang of Senegal. And I will climax today with one of my biggest reggae hits, The African Reggae Fever by Rocky Dauni of Ghana. But right now, Slave by Lucky Dube of South Africa.
I'm Hello, Africa. This is JR, the Bon Sierra Leonean, reggae singer-songwriter based out of Washington, D.C. You are tuned in to the African Beat with David Vandy of The Voice of America. Keep it locked.
Open your ears and listen. Sithanda soyethu
Nkosi
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 siyalela
siyalela
thina
thina
lusapho lwayo now. African reggae fever, catch it, catch it. There will be no cure when you get it. Hey, you Mr. DJ, play it, spread it. It is the common man's time now to make it. From Accra down to Lagos to Addis Ababa. It is the common man's time now to make it. And then come again. African reggae fever, catch it, catch it. There will be no cure when you get it. Hey, you Mr. DJ, play it, spread it. It is the common man's time now to make it. This one is for the rockers from Accra to Kingston. It is the common man's time now to make it. Attention, my people, all across the nation. Hope you have a minute to listen to what I say. Where you gonna run? Where you gonna hide? Where you gonna go when the music comes for you? Hey, youth of Congo.
Catch it, catch it.
Hey, you youth of Liberia.
Africa.
Hey, you youth of Cote d'Ivoire. Ethiopia,
Africa.
Hey, you youth of South Africa,
get
you, get you. Hey, you youth of Africa,
Africa.
Yes, you know,
get you,
a new feeling, a new time, a new vibration.
Africa. African Reggae Fever by Rocky Dawuni of Ghana. And right before that, African Soul Reggae Music by Ahmed Sultan of Morocco, featuring Fafadi and Amajang of Senegal. And before that, you listen to Sweet Reggae Music by 3G, born in Benin City, the old Benin City, Nigeria, featuring African China, also of Nigeria, and Slave by Lucky Dube of South Africa. With all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And till we meet again, I am David Van Der here in Washington, saying bye-bye.
Oh, pay attention, my people, all over the nation. Hope you have a minute to listen to what I have to say. Redemption through music, my only intention. Bringing hope to places while the leaders laugh and play. From Accra to Soweto, all I hear is more.
can't stop us now.
African reggae fever, catch it, catch it. There will be no cure when you get it. Hey, you Mr. DJ, play it, spread it. It is the common man's time now to make it.
From Accra down to Lagos to Addis Ababa.
It is the common man's time now to make it.
Rewind and come again.
African reggae fever, catch it, catch it. There will be no cure when you get it. Hey, you Mr. DJ, play it, spread it. It is the common man's time now to make it.
This one is for the rockers from Accra to Kingston.
It is the common man's time now to make it.
This is